So I'm sure you all saw it as you walked over here to Mass this morning, but this week we have been assembling the nativity scene out on our front lawn. Did you guys see it? I saw the donkey at first and I thought it was real, but it wasn't. It's a fake donkey. We all know what it means when we see the nativity set come out, right? Christmas is on the way. Well, Advent first. Yes, you're right. Whoever said that, thank you. Advent first, but that means Christmas is on the way, right? Absolutely. We're about to celebrate the birth of Jesus, our Savior, the one who is to come into the world. He's awesome. If you don't know him, get to know him. It's been especially entertaining, though, for me this week, seeing the kindergartners. They are fascinated by the nativity. And the other day, I saw them marching around, and they've done it a couple times this week, actually. They were marching around the nativity set, and they were chanting something. And I was so interested. I was like, what are they chanting? So I walked over and was listening, and at first, I thought they were saying, Savior, 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 because, you know, Jesus is our Savior. He came into the world to save us from our sins and from, you know, our selfishnesses. But then I was corrected, and they were saying, Stable, Stable, Stable. I guess that works, too. I mean, that's true. It's a stable. I was really curious, though. I wanted to know why exactly they were so interested in this stable. So I went over and I asked them, and I was like, why are you guys so interested in this nativity set? And one little boy spoke up quite confidently, and he said, well, you see, I'm actually interested in the donkey. Because I like horses, and I like zebras, and I like donkeys. I can't argue with that. Like, that's pretty great. Zebras are awesome, and donkeys are great too. But on a deeper level, on that deeper spiritual level, I think that we get excited to see Christmas decorations go up because we get the sense, we realize that something really big is about to happen. The suspense is building, right? And we instinctively know that we're about to celebrate the central core of our Christian faith. The fact, the amazing fact, that God would become one of us and take flesh and dwell among us. The incarnation. It's kind of a big deal. In our gospel passage from this morning, Jesus is basically promising us that he's going to come back one day, that he's going to return, and that we'll know it when we see it. Just like we know that Christmas is on the way when we see that nativity set go up. He says in our gospel passage, consider the fig tree and all the other trees. When their buds burst forth, you see for yourselves and know that summer is now near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Know that the kingdom of God is near. That's kind of the mystery of Christmas. The kingdom of God is near. In other words, you know that summer is coming when the flowers start popping out and spring is turning into summer and the leaves are growing and it's warm outside. You know that it's on the way. Just like you know that Christmas is coming when you see all those crazy lights that are showing up in people's front yards and all the candles. This weekend you'll see the Advent wreath suddenly appear in our church. That's when you know that the kingdom of God is near. That we're about to celebrate Christmas. Now, what should our response be when we see all of these things start to happen? We should prepare. I'm sure many of you have been learning about the Advent season. Evidently you have. You just told me that we're celebrating Advent, not Christmas yet. But you've probably have been learning a lot about Advent in your classes this week. And so you'll probably be familiar that Advent is all about preparation. But preparation for what? To welcome Jesus Christ into the world and into our souls. To prepare for the birth of Jesus and then to become more like him in the process. We're supposed to look like Jesus. We're supposed to act like him. But how can we prepare for the birth of Jesus in the world and in our souls? Here are just a couple suggestions for all of us to do throughout this upcoming season of Advent so that it's fruitful and helpful for our life of faith. First, we can thank Jesus. We can thank him for being born. Sometimes, I think this season gets, not that I just think, it's actually a fact. This season gets hectic. It gets really busy. And a crazy thing starts to happen. We begin to think more about what we want for Christmas than what everything is really about. We forget to be thankful for Jesus' birth. God loves us so much, the least that we can do is to thank him. So thank Jesus for being born, for coming to save us. That's first, and maybe the most important thing that we can all take to heart this Advent. Second of all, we can pray for him to come into our daily lives. We can actually ask him to do this. Jesus wants to be with you each and every day in everything that you do. He doesn't want to be excluded from anything, however ordinary and mundane. So it doesn't have to be complicated, guys. You can just ask him very simply, Jesus, can you please be with me today? Can you help me with my schoolwork? Can you help me to just love people better? Can you help me to pay attention in class if you're having problems with that? And lastly, we can do good deeds. Be on the lookout these upcoming days of Advent for ways to serve your classmates. When you're at home, look for new ways to be a good brother, or a good sister, or just a good kid for your parents. Try putting the needs of others before your own. Just try that, and you'll find out in short order that that is very hard to do. It's a wonderful way, though, to open ourselves up to the truth of Christmas, that Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. So these three things, thank Jesus, pray for him to come, and do good things. These three things will help us to remember that the season of Advent and Christmas is all about the Lord and not about us. So as you walk back to class after Mass today, take a good look at that nativity set that is being assembled. I don't know if it's finished. Is it finished, Father? Okay, it's all done. The only person missing is Jesus, so we got to wait for him. Because we're celebrating Advent, absolutely. So as you walk back to your class, take a look at the nativity set. And just, you know, throughout this season, let it be a reminder throughout Advent that Jesus is on the way and that the Lord is coming. So let's prepare really well for this Christmas. Let's get ready to celebrate with joy the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ.